the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan, boys raised on shotguns.
Welcome back, folks.
We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't.
I guess welcome back from yesterday. We're just starting the show. This is the Friday edition of the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. It's May 19th, 2017, our president winging his way to Saudi Arabia for a monumental, very ambitious 9-day trip meeting. I mean, gee, he'll probably meet more than 50 heads of state or prime ministers or foreign ministers. So I think in the Saudi Arabian stop alone, we'll look it up here in the course of the show, and any of you callers that are better informed than I am, you may elucidate us. The I think he's going to meet with 30-plus heads of state in Riyadh in the Saudi Arabian meeting. These will be the sort of who's who of the Arab and Muslim worlds. And so along the lines of what he said yesterday to the, or the day before yesterday to the Coast Guard Academy graduation, what he said of the Coasties, I learned that that's what they're called, the Coasties. Where is the... Donald Trump said, you don't run from danger, you chase it. Well, Donald Trump is certainly chasing it as he heads to Riyadh and points north in his 9-day odyssey. With me tonight is my sidekick, George, in Maryland, always chasing danger. Welcome, George.
Yeah, chasing danger, James. Was kind of out of commission the last couple of days. Got good old-fashioned Maryland poison ivy. Don't try this at home. But Donald Trump gets to Saudi Arabia. I can already picture the premier going, President Trump, why don't you simply execute your enemies? It's much easier.
Yeah, well, I've got my own poison ivy story. It may have been actually poison oak. It was out in California. But I cleared a whole hillside of brush. I was doing brush clearing for my family. And along the hill below our home there, which was adjacent to Arnold Schwarzenegger's home. Arnold was our neighbor. I was clearing the hill between our house and Arnold's house. And, you know, dumb bunny, Eagle Scout, why did I not recognize it? I was clearing poison oak. I cleared a whole hillside of it. I was covered in it, soaked in the oil. What do they call it? Urushiol, the oil in poison oak. And boy, I was my eyes closed. They wouldn't open. I was a mess for weeks. It was a sight to see. Anyway, I think I may still have scars from that low these many decades ago. But I'm glad you're back in one piece, George. And
good to be here, James. And this Trump guy, he's a fearless guy.
Yes, some enemies in the New York Times, an enemy columnist says, why doesn't he scale this back? He's attempting too much. This is impossible. It really is a grand mission that he has set himself. And we'll listen to him. He gave us an address today outlining his goals and what he will do. I think I'll open the show with that. Another fellow I want to hear from today in our show is, surprisingly, we haven't paid much attention to Rush Limbaugh, but Rush Limbaugh has been making some really good sense lately, and so I'm listening lately. So we'll listen to what he said today. A very good comprehension of what the nothing that is what the Russiagate is made out of. It is fabricated from absolutely nothing, and we talked about the Donald Trump said he's in a witch hunt. Let me make another comparison to the witch hunts, which were of course a blot on our European history. I am the greatest admirer of European history and the character innate in us that is shown in our history, but not the witch trials. This was not one of our finer moments. And one of them.
All varieties of Christianity have participated in the witch hunt in the last 700 years.
Yes, and here's one of the things characteristic of a witch hunt, and this really happened, folks. And this is what this is what's going on in Washington right now. And Rush Limbaugh kind of connects with this in the comments you'll hear in a moment. That is one of the tests in a witch hunt to see whether you were a witch is that you would be dunked under the water. Now, so they dunk you under the water. Of course, if you die, that's proof that you were innocent. If you live, that's proof that you're a witch. Because the only way...
only in America, James.
only a witch could survive the drowning. So, I mean, folks, think about that. That is how crazy the Russiagate nonsense is. There's nothing there. And it's, if you... heads you lose, tails they win. does that sound nutty? Heads you lose, tails they win. That's what it is. Let's listen here for a moment to our president. Start off with sanity. Where is he? With his announcement to us today, if I can find it. Where is our president? I had him here just a moment ago. I hope I didn't. Here he is. And I'll wind this back. This is only 3 minutes long. I like this. This is Donald Trump's executive style. Brief and to the point. Very un-Washingtonian.
My fellow Americans, this weekend I begin my first trip overseas as president, a trip with historic significance for the American people. I will be visiting with the leaders in many different countries to strengthen our old friendships, build new partnerships, and unite the civilized world in a fight against terrorism. In that spirit...
Shame on me for interrupting President Trump, but I hope you noted the phrase, the civilized world. Uniting the civilized world. You've never heard that phrase from an American president unless Trump's presidency succeeds, you will never again hear that phrase, the civilized world. What does that mean? That means there's an uncivilized world, folks, and only Donald Trump is honest enough to say that.
Community, I will travel to lands associated with three of the world's great religions. My first stop will be Saudi Arabia, the heart of the Muslim world. There I will address a historic gathering of the leaders of more than 50 Muslim nations.
Wow, 50.
I will represent the views of the American people frankly and clearly. Many of these leaders have expressed growing concern about terrorism, the spread of radicalization, and Iran's role in funding both. Now it appears Muslim leaders are ready to take more responsibility and a much bigger role in fighting terrorism in their region. It's about time we do it. We'll do it together, but it has to be done. America cannot solve all of the world's problems, but we can and we must help any nation willing to join in the common cause of eradicating terrorism from the face of the earth. Next, I'll travel to the ancient city of Jerusalem to talk with my good friend, Prime Minister Netanyahu about bringing peace and prosperity to both our nations. Israel is an important American ally, but in recent years, we haven't always treated them that way. It's time to renew our friendship. While I'm there, I'll also meet with President Abbas of the Palestinian Authority in Bethlehem to discuss ways to advance peace between Israel and the Palestinians. From there, I'll head to the Vatican, where I will have the great honor of an audience with Pope Francis. I look forward to speaking with the Pope about how Christian teachings can help put the world on a path to justice, freedom, and peace. I will also meet with friends and allies in Europe at a gathering of NATO in Brussels and at the G7 summit in Italy. Finally, I will close my trip by saying thank you to some of the courageous men and women of the United States military serving their nation overseas. In my inaugural address, I pledge to strengthen America's oldest friendships, to seek new partners in pursuit of peace, and above all, to always put American people first. I also pledged that our partners must show that they're partners, they must show that they're friends, and they must contribute financially to the tremendous cost. The money that we're spending is so big, it's so much, and it's not fair for our nation. They have to help, and I'm sure they will. The fact is, I'm very excited about new possibilities for peace and prosperity, and I hope you are too. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
All right, there we go. We've got that a good sketch of the president's upcoming trip here, starting today. And I guess the news will be coming out of Riyadh tomorrow. And we'll cover it on our Sunday show. We're on Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m., or excuse me, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. 8 to 9 Central, where I am here in North Dakota, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, live radio, the Trump phenomenon, and then 3 to 6 p.m. On Sunday, 2 to 5 my time here, Central, 3 to 6 p.m. Sunday, we've got a three-hour show. We have two co-hosts to the show, Paul Fromm from Canada and George from Maryland, and yours truly, live 6 days a week. Saturday, tomorrow is the only day we miss. Now, here's some common sense. I think we've got one caller already on the line. And let me just mention the caller's name so that he knows he's been recognized. Okay, we got two callers now, Dave in Nevada and Chuck in Texas. If you gentlemen will hang on, we're going to listen to Rush Limbaugh make some good common sense here in his podcast today. Let's listen in just for a couple minutes to Rush Limbaugh, the most widely listened to radio host, I imagine, in the world. And he's been that way for a long time. So it really matters what Rush Limbaugh is putting out.
I mean, watching all of this, all these people on the left, including Comey now, this is so embarrassing to have this guy, Benjamin Witz, go out there and talk for you. A New York Times report, why don't they just give him a byline? Because all of this is coming from Comey. Yeah, I'm Benjamin Witz, and I know Comey. He's a good friend of mine. I've been speaking to Comey. You know, Comey hid behind the curtains in the White House so that Trump wouldn't find him one night. You hear about that? You didn't hear about that? Oh, yeah, they put that out. Comey hid behind the curtains, wore a blue suit, hid behind the blue curtains, so embarrassed of Trump, he didn't want Trump to spot him in the room. And then Trump did, and Trump came up and gave him one of those handshakes where you grabbed on it and you pull him to you and give him an embrace. And Comey was embarrassed. He thought it would show that he's in collusion with Trump. You know all that is? Here's a big-time businessman. He doesn't know how to do a political handshake, which is one of these limp wrist things. I tell you, this is the most amazing. And there still isn't any evidence of anything that is propelling all of this.
Live from the Southern Command in sunny South Florida, it's Open Line Friday.
I'm reading some things that the Trump people, the Trump voters, are not falling for it at all.
Listen to this.
In fact, more and more Trumpists are not even watching the news anymore. And in fact, It's anecdotal, but more and more people that voted for Trump are more supportive of him now than they were even during the election because of all of this that's arrayed against him. You're not going to hear about it because the drive-bys don't care about it, so the drive-bys are never going to find it. And if they did stumble into that sentiment, they would find a way to characterize it as minimalist and irrelevant. Well, greetings, folks.
There we go. Rush Limbaugh said two really important things. One, Russiagate, nothing there. Nothing there. There's nothing. There is nothing there. It's a big, how do you, Ted Cruz call, what did he call something? He called it
a nothing burger.
A nothing burger. That's beautiful. That's exactly what it is. It's a nothing burger. What the hell is it all about? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. There's no scandal. And what they're doing, you know, I mean, if you look hard enough and long enough and you interview enough people, you know, eventually you'll find somebody that made a mistake here, somebody that made a slight mistake there, some, you know, I mean, come on. This is a nothing burger. And then the other great thing that Rush Limbaugh just said is that the Trump supporters ain't buying this garbage. They're tuning it out. And so this goes back to something that we were saying on this show back in the primaries and in the general election. We called Donald Trump the master of the boomerang. And the boomerang is whizzing back to hit the, to smite the commies. I like the name Comey is kind of like commie. Smite the commies right in the kisser.
James, I had called the White House comment line, and it took me about 20 tries. Phone's ringing off the hook, and the gal, you know, she finally took my call. She said, yep, 90% of all the calls are positive, saying, we love you, Donald Trump. Please don't flinch.
Oh, nice. So, nice. And we might start calling him James Comey. Why not? And the kind of in the J. Edgar Hoover tradition, we'll call him James Comey. Anyway, that was very nice, and it's important the fact that the big guns, Sean Hannity, Lou Dobbs, Rush Limbaugh, the big guns are not chickening out. They're staying with their man, and that's going to really make a big difference.
And a little addition here, you know, the guys who are leaving the train, like David Stockman and a few others, their thing is, forget about your tax cuts. The entire Trump agenda is dead in the water. It'll never go anywhere. And I wish I could bet each of them $5 million on that statement.
Well, yes. And then also notice, folks, that the people trying to betray Trump, not they're trying, they're betraying him, but they're trying to bring him down. Notice that one of the names that came up in the last 48 hours is Evan McMullen. Oh, my gosh. Not that Evan McMullen. Not the McMullen from Utah.
Who tried
to sabotage the Trump primary campaign and the general election. He tried to sabotage it and by trying to take Utah away from Donald Trump in the general election. And the if he failed miserably, McMullen came in third miserably. But that was a Republican, putative Republican, like John McCain, a putative Republican, like Lindsey Graham, putative Republican. And notice that both Lindsey Graham and John McCain, what is their verbiage lately? This is insane, folks. This is like the witch hunt dunking. This is like Watergate, says McCain and Graham. Ooh, we'll talk about that right after the break and get to your call. Stay tuned.
Just an earthbound. This is my burden. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is...
We're back, folks.
Hitting roadblocks on a highway.
You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon. And here are some of the... I'll give you a few of the nice things that are happening here as the Trump Phenomenon unfolds. One of the great websites, one of the folks who have really got it on Donald Trump is Peter Brimelow and his brother John. Their website, vdare.com, VDARE standing for Virginia Dare, the first English child born in the colonies in the New World. At vdare.com, he's got an opening page here in which he shows his, it says, above, there's a picture of a toddler in diapers and crying. And it says above, Victoria Beauregard Brimelow receives news of the destruction of her sixth generation namesake's statue in New Orleans. So I'll have to look this one up, being an ancestry fool that I am, loving ancestry so much. I am going to research this. I'm guessing Peter and John Brimelow are English, so I'm guessing Well, it might be that on daddy's side, they're related to General Beauregard, but it might be on his wife's side. Anyway, there's the baby with the Beauregard as her middle name. And the story, listeners to the show have been calling me about the destruction, the moving, effectively destroying the General Beauregard equestrian statue in New Orleans, a magnificent statue that the cowardly mayor of New Orleans, Landrieu, has agreed to move, and along with the Robert E. Lee statue and every other statue of patriots in New Orleans. Well, let's go to Brimelow's website. Here's the leading story by Alan Wall, who used to live in Mexico. Mexico overwhelmed by tide of illegal aliens returning. Ooh. President Trump, writes Alan Wall, has already succeeded in making many Mexicans in the United States return to Mexico. This is, in addition, folks, this is a cherry on top. This is a bonus to the 73% reductions in new people coming in, invaders coming in. Wow, we've got a flood of people going the other way. Let's read. This repatriation already began even before his inauguration. But evidence it is continuing is piling up. Now, let me tell you, Alan Wall knows Mexico. He lived there for many years, and very, very bravely, he reported truthfully about Mexico. I don't know how he dared to do that, but he did it from a home in Mexico. The mainstream media likes to pretend mass immigration has no harmful effects on wages or housing costs in America. But in an attempt to attack President Trump, it is willing to admit returning Mexicans will drive down wages in Mexico. Don't you love it, George?
Yeah. Bring it on.
Oh,
it's going to drive down wages.
Yeah, It's not going to drive. The Mexicans don't drive down wages here, according to. Oh, they're wailing. They're going to drive down wages in Mexico. the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy. And the Mexican press now reports returning Mexicans are driving up housing costs in the state of Mexico, also known as Edomex, the country's most populous state. That's Mexico City, which is 20 million people. Here it is. Here's a report from Mexico, from a Mexican paper. Due to the return this year of a high number of migrants to our country, the purchase of subsidized housing in the northeast zone of the state of Mexico, particularly in the municipios of Ecatepec and, work with me, folks, Nezahualcoyotl, has increased 20% over 2016. This is a neat report. We'll continue right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. fight.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
We're back, folks. We're back. This is the Trump phenomenon. Thanks for tuning in. We're in the middle of an article by Alan Wall. You may not be familiar with him, but he's quite prominent at VDare.com, tremendous patriot. And he's making the point that not only is the flood of invaders coming north severely curtailed, 73% and up, the numbers going up, 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 the number going back is soaring. And let me continue with his article. I'll have to abbreviate it because it's very long and thorough, but it really documents that this is happening. Wages are being driven down, housing prices driven up, because so many Mexicans are returning to Mexico. I'm going to skip a lot here. So Trump is having an effect. As VDare.com has long predicted, if immigration laws are enforced, illegals go home. Note, too, that the Mexicans who go back have somewhere to go. Their hometowns. My goodness. And this is only a report from one region. Migrants are returning to all regions of Mexico. Much of this return migration is driven by expectations of future enforcement actions. But most of what Trump promised has not occurred. The wall doesn't exist. It couldn't at this point. DACA, the Dreamers, is intact. We need to keep up the pressure. At the same time, as President Trump hopefully feels the heat from immigration patriots at home, that's us, the Mexican government is coming under pressure to do more for returning migrants. This is a good thing. And he goes through here. The Mexican government is trying to create jobs for deportees in lots of 50,000. They are making it easier for Mexicans to return to the educational system, removing certification barriers and simplifying procedures. Get this. They have declared Mexico City to be a sanctuary city. Huh? What? Yes, a sanctuary city for Mexicans. Returning to Mexico, they will be treated expeditiously and not be given a hard time coming back into Mexico. Mexico is a hard place to get into. Strange for people to hear that, but Guatemalans and Hondurans and other people trying to get into Mexico to get to the U.S. know they are likely to get beaten up and a lot of other bad things happen to them on their way. Let's see. Helping Mexicans displaced by returning Mexicans. Mexico's Labor Secretary Alfonso Navarrete Prida recently signed a labor agreement with Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. It's said to be the first such agreement between these countries in history and involves a modest exchange of guest workers. Blah, blah, I'm going down. There's just a lot of these things. And he says, if the Trump administration keeps up the pressure, I think we might have had a little glitch there. Engineer, are we okay? We're good. Okay. Alan Wall says, concluding his column, bottom line, things are happening in Mexico. And he says, of course, the Mexican government will continue to meddle in our immigration policy. But if the Trump administration keeps up the pressure, Mexico will be forced to take back and then help their own people. Oh. What a thing to expect. And Alan Wall concludes, Americans are definitely not tired of winning, but here at least is a start. So very good from Alan Wall. And
good stuff.
That is good stuff. And now let's cover the Pat Buchanan enters the fray here, but let's just take a look at our callers first before I neglect to leave them hanging too long. Is Paul Fromm here? I don't know. Maybe he is. He's trying. Okay. That's all right. We'll, if Paul can make it in, that'll be great, folks. Let me see if I... we've got a new Skype interface here. Thank you very much, Bill Gates and Microsoft, for changing your interface every...
Hey, thanks.
Oh, good to have you in, Paul.
Yeah, sorry... Terrible traffic. I hoped to be home 40 minutes ago, but such was not to be.
Ah, well, it's good to have you here. And we've got a bunch of callers. If you don't mind, Paul, we'll jump right to the callers. We've got Dave in Nevada, Chuck in Texas, Tom in Florida, and Jeff in Chicago. Gentlemen, we're going to have to go through you very quickly. So my apologies. If you could limit yourself to one incisive, concise point that our audience is going to be interested in. Let's start with you, Dave, in Nevada.
Yeah, Jared Kushner is signing a $110 billion military-industrial complex deal with Saudi, Christian Saudi Arabia, the birthplace of Christ, spreading Christianity around the world, waiting 30 minutes,
Dave,
just to make a call, asshole.
Well, Dave, that's also your last call. Engineer, please take note. Oh, my goodness. And thank you, Dave, for making it clear who and what you are so we don't have to bother taking calls from you again. Oh!
I just got on for the good stuff.
Yeah. I call the guy first. I bring him onto the show first. And he had to wait a little bit. Oh, my goodness. Thanks, but no thanks, Dave. And don't call under other names and anything else like that, please. Other states, whatever. If I'll recognize your voice, and the next sound you'll hear will be click. Let's go to Chuck in Texas.
You're gone.
Chuck. Yeah, just on what Dave's comment was there. Jared Kushner, the $110 billion military sale to the Saudi government. What's your point, Dave? Donald Trump just negotiated a $110 billion sale of armaments to Saudi Arabia. Well,
and my only concern, as long as the Saudis are paying for it, that's intelligent trade. If this isn't foreign aid, like so much of what goes to Israel, if they're putting dollars on the barrel head, good.
Yes, and the exactly. And Dave, I guess if it were up to you, you'd let that $110 billion in sales go to other armaments makers like China or Russia, and they would probably be very pleased with you, Dave. But the hundreds of thousands of American workers who will be employed because of that $110 billion sale would not appreciate your thought, Dave. And the so let's go to Chuck in Texas.
Chuck.
Chuck.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, Chuck.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, guys, we really don't have enough time in a short segment now that you talked so long. And there's so many red herrings in the water. Look, is Saudi Arabia the kind of Muslim we
Chuck,
want to be Chuck, allied with?
Hey, Chuck. Okay, now, first of all, you used up a bunch of your time just complaining, okay, when you could have made a point. You also, if you could buy a telephone that works, okay, then we could hear you better. What are you talking on?
Well, hang on. I've got you on a Bluetooth, of course, because I'm trying to do other things while listening to you. Here's the thing, guys. Hold on a second. Let me change this. Okay, can you hear me better now?
Much better. And could you make a short point, Chuck?
Okay, well, because you talk a long time.
Here you go, Chuck. I'm going to say goodbye in a second. No,
I
Chuck.
I understand, and you're going to keep talking. I know, and you don't want to hear any criticism.
Chuck, you haven't
Here's
made
thing.
A point.
On Saudi Arabia, first place our president's going is Saudi Arabia. Is there a more brutal type of Islamic religion than practiced in Saudi Arabia?
Okay, and so your point is President Trump. Okay, your point is he shouldn't go, correct?
Absolutely. What is Saudi Arabia doing to Yemen right now?
Okay.
Are you even aware of that?
Okay, Chuck, is China a dictatorship, a brutal one?
Excuse me, we're talking about our government and Saudi Arabia, not China.
Yes, but okay.
So
about
my
three
question,
quarters.
Is there
about
a
three
more
quarters of the
type of
Chuck
Muslim religion? Then
okay, Chuck. Well, I'm going to say goodbye to you too, Chuck.
Practice.
Chuck, bye, Chuck. Okay, folks, Chuck, if you could listen off the air, and please for Christmas, get yourself a better phone. All right, if you want to call into radio shows and complain that you're not heard, you know, invest more than $20 in a phone, please. What would you say, George or Paul? What percentage of the world's governments are dictatorships? Many of them brutal. China?
Most of them.
And China, Pakistan, Indonesia, Nigeria, Central African Republic.
Canada. The world's a horrible place. If that's the point, I get it and I agree. If we have relations only with people that are as good as we are, we're going to be almost alone. Now,
yes. The president will get to, if that's our standard, yes, the president gets to visit Ottawa and London and a couple other capitals, and that's it. Go ahead, Paul.
I mean he makes a good point. Saudi Arabia is a horrible regime. Okay, but so having said that, Israel's a horrible regime. So what is Trump supposed to do? He has to deal with these people. I don't think his visit there as an endorsement of their governmental behavior, and I think it's fair to say we wouldn't want it endorsed. But I'm not sure what his point is. This is kind of sounds like a bit of a sore head.
Well, yes, and if you heard at the beginning of the show, Dave, you know, the beginning of the show, you were listening to President Trump, not James Kelso, okay? Sorry to play the president for you. And you heard the president say he's going to be speaking with the heads of 50 heads of state in Riyadh. Okay, this is a tremendous opportunity for him to connect with the entire Muslim world. This is their big, big meeting.
That's brilliant. It's never been done before. I mean, did Jimmy Carter to go all those places? You only went to one.
Nobody, no American president has been to one of these meetings. And that's a very bold, very brilliant thing to do.
What he brings to the table as president is his ability to negotiate. And you can't negotiate if you don't talk to people.
Yes.
And that's why I thought it was brilliant a week or two ago where he said he'd even meet with the Wayne Newton lookalike in Pyongyang. Sure, he's a horrible person, probably demented. Lots of other things. He blew his own uncle to bits with a cannon because the uncle fell asleep, although it's probably a little more complicated. There's a family squabble. But, okay, he's a horrible person. We agree. But if we're going to achieve anything, why not talk to him? The worst that can happen is we're at the same stage to say, well, I won't talk to you because you're immoral. That's loser strategy.
And Paul, the same people who are going to attack Donald Trump, who's our only chance, folks, Chuck, he's our only chance, okay? And you're spending your time attacking him. There are lots of things you could say. There's lots of things you could do to support him and to help him. Why don't you do that? Okay, that's a better choice. But so you attack Donald Trump because he's going to meet with these people. The same people attack Donald Trump for being a warmonger. So he's going to talk with these people like the leader of Pakistan who will be there, who has nukes. Okay, and he's talking to these people. That's the way to avoid war. That is what a peacemaker, a great president who doesn't want to go to war. He talks to the people before he bombs people, rather than bomb the people. And that's what Donald Trump said in his tweet. Let's make peace. Let's make peace. So that's exactly what, and we're talking about 1.3 billion, I think, and probably many more than that, people in the world are Muslims. Donald Trump has to deal with that. And he is, let's see, what was the quote again for the Coasties? It was, I'll find the quote here. You don't run from danger, you chase it. So this very, very bold on his part. All right, let's try. We struck out with Dave. We struck out with Chuck. Let's try. I know we're not going to strike out with Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air.
Absolutely not. And good evening, James, George, and Paul.
Tom!
Hey, how you guys doing? Listen, the reason your last caller, forget that. What I want to talk about is this guy Mueller. If this Mueller really does his job, let's look at this Anthony Weiner. Let's look at Hillary Clinton. That's what a real case, not Donald Trump. I want to see what this guy Mueller is going to do when he looks at this Lois Lerner. And what about this Seth Rich? Seth Rich was murdered by the Democratic Party. And I want to see this guy Mueller going to that Seth Rich murder. And I want to let him look at Anthony Weiner. Could you imagine what Anthony Weiner really has on his computer with a Uma Abedin of Hillary's? It'd be mind-blowing.
Yes.
If that guy Mueller comes on and starts talking about what this guy Weiner's got, I guarantee that Weiner's got stuff that blow your mind. Look at this guy Pollard. He's in Israel. I mean, they're going after Donald Trump. This is insanity.
Yes, James.
It's a total witch hunt. And the last guy, the other guy, Dave, I think he worked. Yeah, I think he's working for the Star of David. I don't get that guy. Why? You know, come on. I mean, these people need to lay off Donald Trump. He's going to be the greatest president we ever had. And these people can't.
Yes.
It's nuts. It's nuts, Dave.
Yes, it is.
But, you know,
it's a total. It's total war. Yes, Tom. It is total war against Trump. And for folks that fancy themselves as patriots, Donald Trump is the leader of your team. And we have to start acting like a team, okay? You can't, don't act as if, well, after we blow away Trump, after we sabotage him and he's gone, well, we'll get something better. No, you won't. No, you won't. Yeah.
Dave, your last two callers, what did they want, Hillary? I mean, lay off the Trump. He's trying to do everything he can. Would they prefer a Democrat in there? I don't get these people.
Well,
but, James, I want to tell you one more thing you brought up about immigration.
Sure.
You know what I found out, James? There's only 1.7 million people totally in agriculture in the whole United States. So if that's the case, to say 300,000 were cutting lawns and stuff, what are these other 10 million illegals doing? Living on welfare?
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Yeah.
They're playing semi-pro baseball.
Yeah, they're playing baseball for 100,000 gang members in L.A. alone, and they only arrested, 400? Well, hey, that's what I want to see. I want to see them around. I want to see a big roundup. What's that, James?
Tom, here, my friend. We got a break, and we'll then come back with Jeff in Chicago after that break and more news.
Hey, great call, Tom. Thanks.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I tell you, Jeff in Chicago's opinion is never out of style. I'm going to cut short Merle. Jeff in Chicago, you're on the air.
Hello, James, George, and Paul. We don't have much time, so the other stuff you just talked about is great. But let's go back to what you started the show with, Operation Wetback, 1954. Which was done in with cooperation with the Mexican government, by the way. People don't know that.
Yeah.
So, they decided we're going to apprehend these people and send them back. Over a million apprehensions were made in the first year alone.
Yes, initiated by President Eisenhower, and that was
right.
The actual official title of the program, Operation Wetback. That was the official title.
All right, so my point being is, I'm drawing parallels to what's going on now with this, these people are starting to self-deport, was that many of the illegals back then started fleeing back to Mexico because they didn't want to be arrested, and over 500,000 from Texas alone. Okay, that's a lot of people back in the 50s. Okay, 500,000. Okay, and my point is, there's specific federal law, and I can't quote the number to you, that makes it illegal to give welfare payments to illegal immigrants. Okay? So my point is, the Trump administration should enforce that law vigorously.
Well, now here's more good news. Jeff, you bring in more good news. Because several callers to the show called me today, pointing out to me the story that applications for welfare programs by illegals are drastically down. They are drastically down because these people, knowing that when they apply for something, they're giving information about themselves. This could very easily lead to Attorney General Jeff Sessions sweeping them into his roundup and sending them back to Mexico. So they are not only are they returning in great numbers, not only are they not coming in great numbers, they're getting off of federal programs that require that they reveal something about their presence, their whereabouts, and identity. Go ahead, Jeff.
And also the Dreamers. We know who they are, and for whatever reason, political reason, they haven't gone after them and their families. See, that's the point. Okay. They're here illegally, and the SJWs, the social justice, oh, well, they've been here so long, they would not know Mexico. Wait a minute. I'm saying, all right, so they came here as children illegally, so we can't send them back, right? But if they're born here, they're anchor babies, so we can't send them back. So they're saying you can't send them back no matter what. Well, that's crap, okay?
Well, Alan Wall makes a point very well, Jeff, and that is this. Mexican families are like American families, okay? Some of them, maybe there's a dreamer in there, okay? Then there's other people who are complete frauds. There are other people who are criminals. Other people who are, sucking on the welfare teat. Other people who are, all different kinds of people. But once you get the motion going backwards, you're going back to Mexico, they will pull each other. They'll pull themselves back to their country. Mexico is their country. This one is ours.
Welfare parasites go back to where you came from.
Alan Wall has it right. Exactly. If you start to enforce the law, lots and lots, millions of folks are going to return to their country they belong in, and that they should be trying. They should be trying to build.
Those people who've been in America illegally, it's time to pack. You're going back.
We don't have time for another thing. We're going to see everybody again on Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on our 3-hour show. Thanks, everybody. As always, it was fun. See you Sunday.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.